Hello, I'm Carol Miller with today's Get the Lead Out.
On January 5th, 1969, Led Zeppelin and Alice Cooper were scheduled to play four nights straight at the Whiskey A Go-Go in Los Angeles. Both bands played two sets apiece for the first couple of nights, but the flu finally caught up with Led Zeppelin, so they had to cancel their sets on the third and fourth nights. Alice Cooper remembers.
The first night we were the opening act, they had the flu. They were really sick. British bands were white. These guys were like sort of a see-through blue white. Because they were on top of being really white, they were really sick. So we said, guys, we'll go on first. So we did the first set, and then they came up. You know, somehow they got through it, but it sounded great to us. And I think they played the first two nights, and then Buddy Miles took over.
I'm Carol Miller with today's Get the Lead Out. More Leads Up next time, right here.
The dreaded vending machine. You stand before it, tasked with the ultimate decision. Decade-old donuts at B7 or empty calories at E4. Yummy. Let Walmart's low prices help you snack smarter with 5.3-ounce Oikos Triple Zero Greek yogurt for $1 and 4-packs of Light and Fit protein shakes on rollback for $5. Smart snacker 1, vending machine 0. Start strong. Save big. Walmart.
CRV deposit fee and tax may apply.
Tonight, the two words you've been dying to hear.
You're fired.
NBC Celebrity Apprentice is back and as crazy good as ever.
She's a drama queen without a crown.
Featuring Geraldo Rivera, Lisa Gibbons, Gilbert Gottfried, Vivica A. Fox, and Keisha Knight Pollio, Johnny Damon and Tara Lowen, Captain Sieg Hansen from Deadliest Catch, Ian Ziering, Lorenzo Lamas, two Olympic gold medalists, one Jonas brother, and two Real Housewives.
My butt is real, unlike hers.
Don't miss the all-new Celebrity Apprentice tonight on NBC.